Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
The Burt Show.
For 90% of my life, I have had a dysfunctional relationship with alcohol, and one that I haven't really been able to control. No, I wouldn't say I'm an alcoholic. I just very, very undisciplined. I could go for a while without having a drink, but man, if I was going to have one, I was going to have five, right?
You didn't have a, you always used to say, excuse me, you didn't have a governor. Like once you started, yeah. It was like, it was an all or nothing thing when you were drinking.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys are like this also, but I would get to a point where I was buzzed and then there would be an inner debate between an angel and a devil going, okay, you know where you're at right now. You know where you're at. You could stop. You could put the brakes on it, right? And the devil's like, go on in, man. This is going to be a good time. Carpe diem, baby. And the devil always won.
Yeah.
But at least I had the debate, whereas I think some people are just like, they don't even have that debate either way. So I've always struggled with it, and I've kind of told you guys about it for years and years and years. And only recently have I really been able to turn that switch off, and I can't quite put my finger on it, and I just think it's been some things that are leading up to it. One has been that book, This Naked Mind, that really took out every single excuse that I ever had about alcohol. And just sort of after reading the book, it just sort of put the ideas in the back of my head. I didn't execute them for a while, but they were there, right? So I started to lose my taste for alcohol. I think just as you get older and the hangovers hurt more and the amount of time you're actually partying compared to the recovery time, you're starting to do the math on it and the math's not mathing.
Well, it was always so crazy because you are such a health conscious person when it comes to your supplements, when it comes to working out, when it comes to your food intake. So for you to intentionally poison your body.
Crazy.
It made no sense.
And it legitimately, outside of smoking, is the worst thing you can do for your body. I know some of you guys don't want to hear this, but it affects every single cell in your body. There are very few things that can be dysfunctional for every cell. And I knew that. I didn't care.
Yep.
So I was going in. And I had two markers over the course of the last couple of weeks that really, really said to me, you know what? I am just different when it comes with my relationship with alcohol. And it's because I've been asking myself one question before I order that drink. And it's a real simple one. Here it is. Why? That's it. Why? So I was at a dinner meeting a couple of nights ago, and we were at a really nice restaurant and a really nice hotel, and they're ordering like nice fancy wine and stuff like that. And at first I was going to go in and just because everybody else was doing it. And during this meeting, I thought to myself, why? Mm-hmm. It was just a fleeting thought. Why? What's it going to enhance? Is it going to make me looser during this meeting? Is it going to make me more relatable? And I answered the question very quickly. It's not going to add anything. If anything, I'm going to say something too loose-lipped in this meeting.
And we
might lose the account altogether. So it was just a simple question of why. And the second one over the last couple of days has been much deeper than that. I told you guys yesterday we lost a Burt's Big Adventure child on Saturday. And the way my Saturday rolled out was I went to the gym Saturday morning. I was working out pretty hard. Then I got a text that Alyssa was in really, really bad shape. So, and I've heard that before, and just I had a decision to make, like, do I continue to work out? Because Alyssa always bounced back. But in this case, they told me she was going into intensive care. So I made the decision, like, there is no tomorrow. Let's get out of here. Either way. So I haul ass up there. It's about 40 miles away. And I go and I visit Alyssa, and it was my goodbye to her. And you could tell that in the room. It was just different this time than it was other times. And I felt the weight of that when I left. When I tell you guys, I am not a crier. I just this toxic masculinity. My dad preached it to me a very, very long time. We don't cry in front of people. And I've always sort of had that. But these last couple of days, I've cried in front of more people in the last 4 days than I have in the last decade, for sure. So after I left Alyssa, I hadn't eaten. I was hungry. I didn't really want to talk to anybody. And I did have people in my house. My family was there, but I just didn't want to make small talk. I just needed to be alone. So when I'm driving back from Cartersville to Sandy Springs, there just happened to be a restaurant that's a kind of a half restaurant, half bar. And I'm like, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to get something to eat. So I walk in and I sit at the bar. And there they all are, all lined up saying, hey, this will make it a little bit easier.
Hey, I know you're sad.
This is going to take the edge off for you. So I order my lunch and I looked at that vodka and I ordered it. And then before she poured it, I asked myself, why? What's this really going to do? And I told her, never mind, I don't need it. Which was really big for me. Mm-hmm. Because normally when I'm going through situations like that, I will numb in big and small ways. This wasn't going to be me sitting there and having a bender all day. It was going to be the same lie I've told myself over and over and over again. Just take the edge off. It's going to be all right. And when I said to myself, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to handle it without any kind of numbing at all, which is, Amanda brought this up, maybe why I've been struggling as much as I have the last couple of days. I mean, I was as close to Alyssa as I've been any Burt's Big Adventure kid, so it was going to hurt. But either way, I think I've been crying in a darker place because I haven't been numbing. Mm-hmm. I've just decided that I'm going to do this thing sober and I'm not going to do it with any help. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. But the fact that I sat there at that bar and I made the choice that I'm going to do this sober and this one drink isn't going to do anything for me really said to me like, hey, you know what? You're over drinking.
Good for you.
That's huge, man.
That is massive.
Very huge. I feel like I find myself in those situations often, and I never really consciously thought to myself that I was asking myself why, but I was. And on Sunday was actually the first time because we were out drinking for my lady's birthday and everyone was drinking. And in that moment, I realized like most of the time I have a drink is because of peer pressure.
Yeah.
That's really all it is because everyone else was drinking and I didn't have a drink. I didn't need it. Felt much better the next day. And I was like, maybe I am ready to start this journey.
Is it their peer pressure going, hey, Mo, have a drink? Or is it the one that you inflict on yourself when everybody around you is having a drink?
I inflict it on myself.
Yeah,
for
right,
sure.
Right.
You know?
All right, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
All over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.